It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome. Nate Lull with you tonight live from Morris Central School as we bring you a girls' Tri-Valley showdown between the home team tonight, the Lady Morris Mustangs, and the visiting team, the Worcester Lady Wolverines. Set to be a good one tonight. We want to welcome you into our Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, a late start tonight because the JV game went to extras. It was tied 28-28 as they went to overtime, and the Worcester girls escape with a 33-29 victory over Morris in the girls' JV game. So a 7 o'clock tip-off gets moved back to, oh, just about a 7:30, 7:35 tip-off. But we'll be getting underway soon in what is a big game here tonight, especially for the Morris Lady Mustangs. They are sitting in third place right now in the Tri-Valley League standings. The Tri-Valley League playoffs start this upcoming Friday. They're in a three-way tie, also in there with Edmiston and Lawrence. So what they really need to do is win this game here tonight, and if all else fails, they will be remaining tied with Edmiston and Lawrence. Worst-case scenario, they would pull names out of a hat to see who would get into the top four of the playoffs. But a win here tonight would help them keep them in the conversation. Why do you want to be in the top four? Because really all three of the local leagues that we cover, the Delaware League, the Tri-Valley, and the MAC, all use this new system now. Instead of having two divisions like so many Tri-Valley fans were used to seeing over the years with the East and the West division, or the they used to have a large school, small school division, of course, over in the Delaware League. They had a couple of different divisions too, the Mountain and the Upper. So they kind of threw all that out the window. The reason being is that they were hoping that if you play everybody once in the schedule and then they seed them 1 through 12 or how many ever teams are in the league, that is going to eliminate one side of the league being very strong and one side of the league being very weak. And they were finding over the years, not every year, of course it changes with time, and some years it was the perfect system and you had the two best teams in the championship game. But this way, instead of having maybe one division where there was three really good teams and the other side of the league was really weak and you were getting a championship game that was a blowout, this system hopefully gets the two best teams to the championship game, or at least gives you the semifinals where the top four teams, the one seed will play the four, the two will play the three, and it really could boil down to who's hot at that time, and you kind of have to win your way instead of just being in the division and getting to represent. So it puts more pressure on the teams, I think, and it's been an interesting system. It does have its flaws. We look at last year's Boys Tri-Valley Championship bracket, and they had a three-way tie. So what do? They pull names out of a hat. And I'm not saying that the flaw is that the teams didn't play well. The flaw is that in a mathematical sense, if certain teams beat certain teams and you're only playing each other once and the tiebreaker system doesn't work because everybody beat each other on any given night, you could pull names out of a hat, and that's how it went. So last year, the boys, Franklin and Edmiston, got in, and Richfield Springs was left waiting, and they were not pleased about that. But as many of the coaches have said to me, if you take care of your job night in and night out on the floor, you won't have to deal with that three-way tie, and you can just go from there. So the situation is there for both the boys and the girls this year in the Tri-Valley. And in the Delaware, they're trying this for the first time. The girls' side, I know, is very jammed up, and they could be ending up with that tiebreaker system. So, you know, you can use it for a long time like the MAC has. They haven't had to do the tiebreaker in a long time, so you just never know. It's all in how those games kind of shake out from time to time. So it's an interesting system, but I like it because I think it gives everybody a fair chance to have a chance to play for the Tri-Valley, the Delaware League, or the MAC title. And so for Morris here tonight, they're looking to get into the top four. They're trying to keep this three seed. Worcester is a little farther out. They are down in the seventh spot in the league right now, but they are still fighting for some sectional points, as well as they do have other playoff matchups within the Tri-Valley for the teams that don't make the top four, and you could be fighting for a home game or possibly just a matchup type of situation where, hey, we want to avoid this team. We want to go here, try to pick up another win, and get some extra sectional points. So it's one of those situations situations where this game matters for both teams here tonight, and especially for Morris if they want to try to stay in the top three. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. But when we come back, we'll have the Worcester girls taking on Morris here in a Tri-Valley Girls Showdown tonight on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at ChambersOHara.com.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
The Johnston Funeral Home of Morris is a proud supporter of Morris Mustangs basketball here on WCDO. They wish the best to all coaches and players this season. Johnston Funeral Home is located at 60 Broad Street in Morris, and they've been serving local communities since 1971. Offering a full line of traditional funeral services, they take the time to provide compassionate, professional, and affordable care in your time of need. Visit them online at johnstonfh.com or call them at 263-5795. That's 263-5795. Good luck, Morris Mustangs, from the Johnston Funeral Home.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. Our web stream tonight is courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. And, of course, a great night here tonight if you're a Worcester fan. I know we have several people listening in online at WCDOsports.com, listening in to the Lady Wolverines. The weather not the greatest tonight, so a perfect night to stay home and listen to the ball game, thanks to WCDOsports.com. And a big thank you to the Worcester Wolverines Booster Club as well as the Wolverine Pride Club, proud sponsors of allowing us to cover Worcester sports this year. And for Morris, the Johnston Funeral Home has been very, very good to us in allowing us to cover Morris sports throughout the year. So a big thank you to those sponsors as well. Let's get you the starting lineups first here for the Lady Mustangs of Morris. They're in the home white uniforms with the royal blue trim. It says Mustangs across the front of the uniform there. They start with the lone senior here on senior night, number 2, Megan Berenger. A sophomore, number 1, Rhiannon Goodspeed. A junior, number 12, Rebecca Oliver. A junior, number 3, Kaylee Spencer. And a sophomore, number 22, Elizabeth Thompson, for head coach Rhoda Flint. On the other side, for head coach Chris Kaltenbach for his Lady Worcester Wolverines, they start with junior, number 10, Alexandra Wilcox. A senior, number 12, Alexis Wilcox. A junior, number 15, Karen O'Shaughnessy. A sophomore, number 21, Willow Tompkins. And a sophomore, number 22, Alondra Vasquez. They are in the road green uniforms, kind of a hunter green with the white trim. It says Worcester in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. So again, thank you to our special sponsors as we get set here for tonight's contest. And boy, I know we have a lot of people logging in here tonight on our website. As they can fill out the little box in the lower corner of the screen, letting us know where you're listening from. If you're on CDOsports.com, feel free to do that. Glad to have you along tonight. Again, all courtesy of SFCU. So Worcester is going to win the opening tip. They go right to left on your radio dial. They have the ball with Willow Tompkins in the right corner outside the three-point line and back up top for Alexandra Wilcox to set it off here as Morris settles in on a 2-3 zone on defense. Into the corner now for O'Shaughnessy. Back around to the left side of the floor here. A little dribble drive here for Elandra Vasquez. Skips it across. It's going to be a shot clock violation. Good defense by the Lady Mustangs. Worcester, good ball movement, just couldn't get the shot off in time. They did work it over at the last minute to Alexis Wilcox, but she couldn't get the shot off before the buzzer. So Morris goes left to right on your radio dial, again in the white uniforms with the royal blue trim, and they are coming off a victory in the Joan Martin tournament on Saturday where they defeated Hunter Tannersville to cap off winning that Christmas tournament, which was delayed a little bit because of the weather. So Morris with the ball on the right side of the floor here. Little dribble drive down low for the Mustangs. They get one off for Thompson at the left low block. Throws up a little right-handed baby hook. No good. O'Shaughnessy with a rebound. And we remain scoreless between Worcester and Morris. 6:50 to go in the first quarter here tonight on CDO. This is Wilcox dragging it to the right corner as Worcester goes right to left. Now leaving off for Alexis Wilcox. They reverse it to the far side for Alexandra Wilcox. Back up top with little Tompkins. Straightaway three. Off the side of the rim. Out of bounds. Last touched by Morris, it looks like. As that was Megan Behringer with the last touch. No, they will reverse it here, and Morris is going to get the ball back. Again, going left to right. Ahead for Behringer, but she gets tied up there with Alondra Vasquez. And Vasquez is whistled for the foul, our first foul of the night. Behringer, one of the better players in the Tri-Valley League, was the MVP of the Joan Martin tournament on Saturday, and is the lone senior here for this Mustangs team, but I think really seems to be their leader. When they need a shot to go down, they go to Megan Behringer, and she does a great job. She's had a bunch of games this year where she's gone well above 20 points, and she has been a very good player. As Morris will turn it over here, the ball rolling out of bounds, and we'll go back to Worcester. Morris trying to settle in here on offense, but they haven't had luck so far, and Worcester with it going right to left on your radio dial. We're scoreless with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Now a steal. Morris takes it in the backcourt, and here comes Behringer down the right side of the floor. Behringer will travel, though, as she slips going down to the right low block. Looks like she tried a little jump stop there, and just as she came to a stop, foot slid out from underneath, and she glides across the floor for a travel, and now Morris is going to set up here in some full court pressure, a little 2-1-2 zone on the press. As they bring it up the floor, here is Worcester easily breaking through the press and back up to Willow Tompkins at the top of the key. We're 2 minutes in and we're scoreless. Down into the corner for Alexis Wilcox. Reversing for Alexandra Wilcox. Again, around the 2-3 zone that Morris settles in on defense. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Wilcox right side for three. Off the mark there for Alexis Wilcox. Rebound for Behringer, and she's looking to run. Down the right side of the floor for Megan Behringer. All the way to the hoop. Knocked out of her hands. Right as she goes up for the layup, though, by Willow Tompkins. Out of bounds, and the ball will remain with Morris underneath the hoop. So a defensive battle here so far tonight between the Wolverines and the Mustangs. We're scoreless with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Behringer will get it into the corner. Now looking for Kaylee Spencer. Back up for Thompson. Dribble drive into the paint down low, and she will travel, and the ball right back to the Wolverines. So again, both teams trying to settle in here on offense, looking for the first points of the game. With 5:40 to go in the first quarter, we are scoreless still between Morris and Worcester here tonight from Morris Central School. Right side of the floor here for Worcester, stolen away by Thompson. Good job on that press, and then she is fouled as Worcester tried to take it right back with 5:39 to go in the first quarter. No, they are going to call a travel here on Thompson after she stole that ball. And so Worcester is going to get the ball back in with 5:35 to go in the first quarter. Right side of the floor for Wilcox as they'll reverse here to the left side. A long three again here for Worcester, and Alexandra Vasquez cannot get it to go. Ball sails out of bounds, and we'll go back to Morris with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. And up the floor they come with Thompson. They will cross the Morris logo at midcourt, and here is good speed to the far side. And Worcester really shadowing Morris's star, Megan Behringer, down low, opening up a shot on the right low block for Liz Thompson. Couldn't get it to go. Worcester with a rebound back up the floor with Alejandra Vasquez. Couldn't get that to go. Rebound for O'Shaughnessy. Couldn't get it to go, but she's fouled, and will head to the charity stripe with 5:05 to go in the first quarter. Alondra Vasquez with a good dribble drive there. Couldn't get it, but O'Shaughnessy was there to Windex the glass and gets fouled and puts it back up. Couldn't get it to go, but she is fouled. So O'Shaughnessy is trying to break the scoreless streak for both teams here First shot for her is off the mark and no good. So 5:07 to go in the first quarter. And we are scoreless between Morris and Worcester here tonight on CDO. I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along, as well as on WCDOsports.com. O'Shaughnessy settles in for her second shot, and this one is up and left it short. Not enough spice on that one. Rebound, loose, out of bounds, and will stay with Worcester. As that was Kaylee Spencer trying to track that one down for the Morris Mustangs, but just as it got to the bench, rolled out of bounds, she couldn't quite get over there in time. So Worcester keeps it, a step-in jumper, a long two-pointer there for Worcester in the corner is off the mark for Alexandra Wilcox. Rebound is picked up, and this will be the first bucket of the game. Nice job by Alondra Vasquez scooping up that rebound and putting it home. So Worcester leads 2-0 with 4:45 to go in the first quarter here on the road tonight at Morris. To the top of the key, Morris in the home white uniforms with the royal blue trim going left to right. They'll get one to Spencer. Ball is popped out of bounds. Last touched here by Willow Tompkins of Worcester. And Spencer will inbound the ball here for the Lady Mustangs on the right side of the floor. Gets it in. Now they'll go down low, trying to work it down into the right low block area. And a turnaround shot for Rebecca Oliver is swatted out of there by O'Shaughnessy. And it will remain here with Morris with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Morris a little frustrated on offense. Not the same offensive output we saw against Hunter Tannersville on Saturday when they looked very strong. Into the right corner here for Rebecca Oliver. Gets it down low for Thompson off the glass and good. And that maybe will get the Morris Mustangs started. Elizabeth Thompson with a pass down low and gets it to go. 4:15 to go in this first quarter. We're tied up 2-2 between Worcester and Morris here tonight on CDO. Into the corner now for the Wolverines. They're in the green uniforms, the white trim. Ball is punched out of bounds. Last touched there by Kaylee Spencer of Morris. And will remain with the Wolverines with 4:05 to go in this first frame. Willow Tompkins will inbound the ball. Tompkins looking for options and will get it in to Alexandra Wilcox at the top of the key. Wilcox for O'Shaughnessy outside the three-point line. Gets it back to the top of the key for Vasquez. Vasquez wants a three-pointer. Steps in. Might be a long two. Misses it wide to the right as the shot clock was winding down. And a rebound there for Morris and Rebecca Oliver. Oliver back up the floor. Finds Behringer and she's fouled as she tried to go coast to coast. Got the ball around the three-point line on the other end of the floor and just took off like a rocket and was fouled as she was splitting through the defense and will go to the line. So Behringer looking for her first points of the night. And the senior, with 3:45 to go in the first quarter, will step in. First foul shot, left it short. With 3:45 again to go in this first quarter, we're tied up at two. Behringer taking a deep breath, waiting for this second shot in a silent gym here in Morris. Second shot is up and good for Megan Behringer, so she gets her first point of the evening and gives Morris a 3-2 lead with 3:40 to go in this first quarter. Back up the floor for Worcester with Alexandra Wilcox. Gets it back for Vasquez. Far side of the floor for Tompkins on the left side. Tompkins back for Vasquez. Cutting to Wilcox off the glass. Too strong. And O'Shaughnessy couldn't get the rebound. Behringer just had good position for Morris. Back up the floor and a foul here on Worcester with 3:25 to go in this first quarter. Here's the team foul situation. This will be the third on Worcester as a team and the second on Vasquez. And so Worcester is going to go to the bench and Leave Spina is going to check into the game for the Lady Wolverines with 3:25 to go. Two fouls there on Vasquez, and she's going to have to go to the bench for protection. Morris girls leading Worcester 3-2. Here is Behringer at the top of the key, closely guarded here by Willow Tompkins. Behringer with the jumper, left it short. Thompson puts it up and in. Great bucket there by Liz Thompson. She now has 4 points, and Morris leads 5-2 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, and now a foul on Morris on the full court press. Foul is on Kaylee Spencer, who just nudged in to Spina, who was trying to walk it up the floor. And so that will be the first foul there on Spencer and the second on Morris as a team. With 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, Morris leading Worcester 5-2. Down low here for Worcester, and a layup won't go down for Alexandra Wilcox, and a rebound here for Morris as Wilcox took it down the right side of the floor, couldn't get it to go. Behringer again coast to coast, and she's fouled. And Behringer again just gets that ball, takes off, and I think, you know, Worcester playing some very tight defense on her. She's seeing that as her avenue to try to get to the bucket and score. Worked on the last possession as she got to the line, and here she is at the charity stripe once again. So that's four fouls as a team. here on Worcester, and they're going to say this wasn't a shooting foul, so the ball will be underneath the basket, and Spencer will inbound the ball here for Morris with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Second foul here on Willow Tompkins. And Morris gets it in here with Thompson at the foul line, throws up a shot, draws nothing but air, falls out of bounds, and is going to go back to Worcester. So Worcester playing some very good defense on Morris standout Megan Behringer. She only has 1 point so far here on senior night on her home floor, but Worcester in a little bit of foul trouble here. Two players with two fouls already, with 2:40 to go in the first quarter, and Morris leads 5-2. They find Alexandra Wilcox on the left side of the floor. The junior tries to throw it back to Willow Tompkins, chases it into the backcourt. It was deflected, so no backcourt violation. Worcester brings it back over. Left side of the floor. Pull-up jumper for Wilcox is good, and Alexandra Wilcox drains it for two. Morris brings it back up the floor with 2:15 to go in the first quarter with Behringer. Lost it out of bounds. Last touched here by Worcester, and leaves Spina. And so Morris will hold on to it with 2:13 to go in the first quarter. And again, the Mustangs leading Worcester 5-4. In a key game here for the Lady Mustangs tonight, they need this one to stay in the top four of the standings in the league for the playoffs, which will start this Friday. In for Behringer, wide open for three, left it short. Good speed is there for the rebound for Morris, and she'll pull it back out and restart the offense. Ball did not hit the rim, so we'll see how aware they are of that as the shot clock is already down to 10. Down into the lane here for Morris and Behringer. She's stripped the ball. Worcester takes off the other way, and we have a foul with 1:55 to go in this first quarter. Morris girls leading 5-4. And they're just going to remove some debris off the floor here that was down in the paint, causing a little extra delay. But that foul here is going to be on Morris with 1:55 to go in this first quarter. And so it will be on Kaylee Spencer. That is her second, team's third for Morris. So Spencer is going to go to the bench. And checking in will be Samantha Behringer here for Morris. So a tight ball game with 1:50 to go in this first quarter. Left side of the floor here for the Wolverines, and they'll punch one down low to the left low block. Back out for Wilcox. A jumper won't go down. Alexandra Wilcox's little 15-footer wouldn't go in. Behringer a rebound. Megan ahead for sister Samantha off her fingertips and out of bounds, and we'll go back to Worcester with 1.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Worcester gets it back, and Morris still standing in this press break. Back up the floor here. Behringer gets tied up with her player on the far side. Worcester breaks through. They don't call the foul. Back for Willow Tompkins for three. Left it short. Rebound is loose. Boy, it was very close. Hit off of O'Shaughnessy and Thompson. They'll say it was last touched by Worcester. Ball goes back to Morris with 1:20 to go in this first quarter. And the Lady Mustangs leading 5-4 here tonight on CDO. They quickly get it into the hands of Megan Behringer. Again, trying to go coast-to-coast through her fingertips, out of bounds, and back to Worcester. Well, that's the third or fourth time that Behringer has had a chance like that, just hasn't been able to finish. It has either been fouled or the ball was like a hot potato and was knocked out of bounds. So 1:05 to go in the first quarter. Worcester will bring it back up the floor. They're in the green uniforms with the white trim going right to left. Ball is stripped there by Morris's Samantha Behringer. Rolls out of bounds and will remain with the Lady Wolverines as we hit 1 minute to go here in the first quarter in this tight ball game. And now both teams waiting to see which way the ball is going to go. The Zebra crew here, the officials talking this one over, saying who last touched it. The initial call was that it would stay with Worcester. But the officials having a quick word here. Let's see if they reverse this with 1:02 to go in this first quarter. And it will stay with Worcester. So always good to double check on those things. And Willow Tompkins will inbound the ball directly in front of her bench with 1:02 to go here in this first quarter again. So Tompkins will inbound the ball, and again the officials are going to get together and talk things over about this sideline and whose possession it should be. Just want to remind you quickly, folks, that if you ever want to listen back to any games that we do here on WCDO, you can find them right at WCDOsports.com, again, courtesy of SFCU, and you just go to our game audio archive page. Once you're there, you can just click on the game. It'll be listed by what two teams are involved, boys or girls, and you just click on it. It's a free download, and you can just go from there and listen to it free anytime on demand, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Well, after a long conference, the officials are going to reverse this call and give the ball to Morris. And that was one of the longest conferences I've seen this year between two officials. And Morris is going to get it in and throw it right back away to Worcester. So after all of that, the inbounds pass goes right back to the Lady Wolverines. Go figure. But a steal right back here by Morris, and good speed. She's trying to wrap it up on the floor. She gets tied up, though, with O'Shaughnessy of Worcester, and the jump ball is going to give it to Morris. So both teams looking a little confused. I don't even want to say sloppy because it's been good defense so far here tonight, but both teams struggling to find a groove so far with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. This is a Morris team that looked dynamite on Saturday when I had a chance to watch them in the Joan Martin Tournament Championship game against Hunter Tannersville. But that same offense has not come to the table so far here tonight. Morris into their own offensive end of the floor. They throw one down low. At the right low block going up for the layup, it won't go, is Rebecca Oliver. She's fouled and will go to the line with 34 seconds left. Boy, it's like there is a lid on the Morris rim at the moment. They have had some point-blank looks, and it has not gone down. And that one hung on the front of the rim and kind of teeter-tottered and then fell off. So Oliver to the line here for the Lady Mustangs. Trying to increase this lead as they lead 5-4 with 34 seconds to go in the first quarter. First shot is off the mark and no good. Again, a thank you to our special sponsors tonight, the Johnson Funeral Home of Morris, and also our two Worcester sponsors tonight, the Worcester Booster Club and the Worcester Pride Club, both glad to support Wolverine Athletics. Second shot coming here for Oliver of Morris at the line, and this one rattles out. Rebound, though, by Behringer. She goes up and she's fouled. And this is sophomore Samantha Behringer, wearing number 21, just reacting lightning quick to that miss, got the rebound and was hammered on the way up. And that is going to be a foul on Worcester's Willow Tompkins. No, they will get it on O'Shaughnessy. So O'Shaughnessy, her first, team's sixth. And the foul shot here for Behringer, Samantha Behringer, will not go. So Morris struggling from the line. They've left some points there so far here in the first quarter. A tight ball game, 5-4, with 32 seconds to go in this first quarter. Second shot coming here for Samantha Behringer, and this one is good. So Morris takes a 6-4 lead with 32 seconds to go in the first quarter. Back up the floor with Alexandra Wilcox. She gets right into a double team at midcourt on the line in a timeout. No. Taken. I thought it looked like Worcester was going to take a timeout here to bail Wilcox out of that situation. Said ball was knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Morris, and now we'll have a foul as Worcester gets it back in with 26 seconds to go. And this foul is going to be on Worcester, giving the ball back here to Morris with 26 seconds left. And so Behringer will inbound the ball at midcourt, and they will find good speed in the backcourt. Good speed will bring it up the floor, and she's fouled with 26 seconds left by Alexandra Wilcox here in the first quarter, and good speed is going to go to the line. First foul on Wilcox, and fifth as a team, here on Worcester with 26 seconds left. So good speed to the line, looking for her first points. The point guard here for Morris gets the first one to go. Rhiannon Goodspeed gives Morris a 7-4 lead with 26 seconds left here in the first quarter, live from Morris Central School tonight on CDO. Second one for Goodspeed is off the mark, no good. Ball loose in the air. Thompson with the rebound gets tied up there with Alexis Wilcox. And the jump ball is going to give the ball back to the Wolverines as they trail 7-4 with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Back up the right side of the floor. Poke checked away there by Goodspeed. Ball rolls out of bounds. No foul or anything, just ball going out of bounds and will remain with Worcester as Essence Moorhead is now into the game and will be the inbounder here for the Wolverines. Stolen away, though, by Morris, but they couldn't quite hold on to it. As that was Samantha Behringer, again, getting her fist on it for a split second, couldn't save it from going out of bounds and will remain Worcester ball. So Worcester will get it in here to Alexandra Wilcox up the floor with 15 seconds to go first quarter. Wilcox down low, gets the bucket up and in, took it coast to coast. Alexandra Wilcox with 4 points, back to a one-point ball game. Morris back up the floor. Here is Samantha Behringer, tries to shoot one up right before the buzzer. It's off the mark. Worcester with a rebound, and there is 0.1 seconds left, with Morris leading 7-6 here in the first quarter, and they'll basically just have a chance to get the ball in, and then clock will expire here. So Goodspeed will look to toss it in. She does. Thompson tries to get a shot at the buzzer. It won't go. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Morris 7 and Worcester 6 I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Started the second quarter tonight on WCDO, live from Morris Central School. Morris girls leading Worcester 7-6. Elizabeth Thompson with 4 points to lead MCS, and Alexandra Wilcox with 4 points to lead the Lady Wolverines. So as we start the second quarter, I want to welcome everybody in, also on WCDOsports.com tonight. We're glad to have you along. As, boy, folks, we are really starting to wrap up the regular season. The Tri-Valley League playoffs will start on Friday night. The MAC and the Delaware start next week, so these are some of the final regular season games. And, boy, everything is fun from there on out. The league championships, sectionals, you name it. It's a great time of year for local sports. Here is Morris with the ball, going left to right on your radio dial, and with a 7-6 lead to start the second quarter. Liz Thompson with a foul line jumper off the mark. O'Shaughnessy a rebound for Worcester, and they'll bring it up the floor here with Alexis Wilcox. Wilcox over the timeline here for Essence Moorhead. Stolen away, though, by Behringer. Ball knocked out of bounds, will remain with the Wolverines with 7:35 to go in the first quarter. Again, both teams, and I've seen both of them this year, looking to settle in on offense here, but some scrappy defense being played by both sides has made it hard. There's been some full-court pressure, and definitely some good man-to-man defense being played on both ends of the floor. And so Morris is going to switch back into a 2-3 here. Right side of the floor for Wilcox with a long shot. Ball sails out of bounds. And that was Alexandra Wilcox with that long jumper, couldn't get it to go. Morris gets it back, and so Worcester settles right back in on the press with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Back up the floor here for good speed, finding Behringer on the right side of the floor. Down low for Thompson. Pass was too tall, intercepted by Worcester. Long pass ahead here for Wilcox. She'll go in for the layup, but good speed coming up from behind, punching the ball free, knocks it out of bounds before she could go up. And so that was Alexandra Wilcox there. Just could not get it off in time before Goodspeed knocked it loose. Worcester will inbound the ball underneath the bucket. They go to O'Shaughnessy. Her shot won't go. Rebound is ripped down here by Morris and Megan Behringer. Again, she wants to go coast to coast, and now she'll pull on the brakes and pull it back out. Set up the offense with 6:55 to go in the second quarter. Here is Goodspeed. Little dribble drive, a crossover, gets into the paint, pulls it back out. And to the right side of the floor for Megan Behringer. A three-pointer won't go down. Rebound here for Morris. Putting it back up was Samantha Behringer. It was partially blocked, but right back into the hands of Goodspeed, who gets one back up for Megan Behringer. Again into the paint. The dribble drive. And she is stuck in a tough spot and then has to throw it into the backcourt. Goodspeed will track it down. But a backcourt violation here against Morris with 6:25 to go in this first quarter. 7-6 the score, and a timeout is taken here by Morris. We're going to step away for 30 seconds as we are early in the second quarter. The Morris girls leading Worcester 7-6. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, a missed shot from Worcester, and Megan Behringer turns on the Jets and again tries that coast-to-coast move, and this time it'll work. And Megan Behringer with 3 points. And Morris takes a three-point lead, 9-6, with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Ball rolls out of bounds as Worcester brings it back up the right side. And we'll go back here to the Morris Mustangs. So maybe that timeout was just what the Lady Mustangs needed to try to get jump-started here, as Worcester is going to go to the bench, and Vasquez is going to come back into the game. Moorhead will head to the bench here for head coach Chris Kaltenbach. 5:55 to go in the second quarter. Good speed will bring it up the floor here for Morris, setting up the offense as they go left to right. They're in the home white uniforms with the blue trim. Top of the key for Thompson. Dribble drive into the paint. On the left side, pull-up jumper for Thompson. Gets it to go. And Liz Thompson, well, the game high 6 points so far, gives Morris an 11-6 lead with 5:35 to go in the second quarter. Vasquez gets over the timeline here on the right side as Worcester goes right to left. A steal by Morris. Thompson picked the pocket and gets the ball free here to Goodspeed. Goodspeed brings it back up the floor, finds Megan Behringer. Behringer down low, finds her other Behringer partner on the floor, Megan to Sam. She makes the bucket and is fouled and will head to the line. So Megan Behringer was on the right side of the floor, found a wide open lane, bounced past it to Samantha, who put it up and finishes it off, and she'll have a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play as she heads to the line. And Morris leads Worcester 13-6 with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. And Alexia Mazzaroni will step into the game now for Worcester as the second shot, or the foul shot, I should say, goes up for Samantha Behringer and good. So she has 4 points, and it's a 14-6 lead here for the Lady Mustangs over Worcester with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. Worcester brings the ball up the floor, left side, a long three here for the Wolverines. Won't go down, as that was Vasquez trying that one. Rebound for Wilcox. She puts it up off the mark. Rebound for Mazzaroni off the glass and good. And immediately off the bench, the senior, Alexia Mazzaroni, with a rebound and a putback, makes it 14-8. Here is Megan Behringer, right side of the floor, kicks one back out for Samantha Behringer. Now for Goodspeed at the top of the key. Goodspeed finding Samantha Behringer on the right side of the floor. Tipped out of bounds, though, as they tried to go into the corner there for Rebecca Oliver. And they will say it was last touched by Morris. Somehow Oliver must have gotten her fingertip on it at the last second. And so Worcester will inbound the ball. With 4:40 to go in the second quarter, they trail 14-8. Morris coming with a little full-court pressure, but the Wolverines handle it nicely. Back to the top of the key here for Wilcox. Alexandra Wilcox reverses far side. Vasquez for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound here for O'Shaughnessy, and her putback tip wouldn't go. Rebound back up the floor for Morris. Left side for Samantha Behringer, and her shot won't go. Megan Behringer the rebound, and she's fouled. And Megan Behringer will step in to shoot two with 4:21 to go in the second quarter. Morris leading 14-8. And we'll step to the charity stripe here, trying to increase this Morris lead. She has 3 points here on senior night. The first shot is up and good for Megan Behringer. So it's kind of the Behringer show right now for Morris. 4 for Megan and 4 for Samantha. And 6 points for Liz Thompson. 4:21 to go in the second quarter. Morris increases their lead to 15-8. And checking into the ball game here for Worcester will be Vanessa Parker. And Vasquez will help her with the guard duties after this foul shot here for Behringer. And this one is up and good for Megan Behringer, so she has 5. And Parker will inbound the ball here for Worcester. Parker back up the floor to Vasquez on the left side. Back to Parker. She gets across the timeline and the Morris logo at midcourt. Now finding Alexandra Wilcox, but it's taken away here by Liz Thompson. Another good steal there by Thompson. and Morris brings it back up the floor in transition with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. An 8-point lead for the Lady Mustangs, 16-8. Here is Behringer. This is Megan on the right side. Her shot won't go. Rebound, Rebecca Oliver. She puts it up and in. Rebecca Oliver with the jumper there gets it to go. And it's 18-8 with 3:45 to go in the second quarter. And now a steal by Spencer. Spencer to the right side of the floor. Morris gets it back. Megan Behringer gets it to the high post here, looking for Thompson, trying to bounce pass down low, and was looking there for Oliver, but a little miscommunication, ball rolls out of bounds, and back to the Lady Wolverines with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. And Worcester will bring it back up the floor here with Vanessa Parker on the right side. And Parker finds Wilcox. Alexandra Wilcox to the bucket. No, we're going to have a whistle down low with 3:30 to go in the second quarter. And it's going to be on Mazzaroni for a block down low. Morris is going to go to the bench. Kylie Brigham will check into the game. And getting a breather will be Rebecca Oliver. So Morris not afraid to go to the bench here with 3:30 to go in the second quarter. 18-8 the score, and to the right side of the floor, here is Megan Behringer as Morris goes left to right. In the home white uniforms with the blue trim, reversing it around as the 2-3 zone is here now. They go down low for Thompson, back out, good speed, little jumper off the back of the rim, no good. Thompson rips it down, puts it up, and a good block there by Parker of Worcester. And the Wolverines looking to run and transition the other way. Alexandra Wilcox, right-handed layup, no good. Mazzaroni, the putback, that won't go, and a rebound here for Morris. Two point-blank opportunities for the Wolverines, and it wouldn't go down. Left side of the floor here for Morris as they set up the offense with Spencer. Spencer with a long jumper, couldn't get it to go. Rebound loose on the floor, saved there by the Mustangs, Megan Behringer, but she was pushed out of bounds at the last minute. And they'll say that it was last touched here. Yes, it will be a foul on that push out of bounds. That will be a foul on Vanessa Parker, her first and the team's fourth. So Morris with no fouls here in the second quarter. Worcester with four, with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. They get it into good speed. Baseline jumper left side is good. And good speed now with 3 points. 2:39 to go in the second quarter. Morris leads 20-8, and a timeout taken here by the Wolverines. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 2.5 minutes to go before the halftime break. Out of the timeout, Morris with the ball. As they go left to right on your radio dial, and here is good speed. Finding Brigham, and now back out for Megan Behringer, back for good speed on the left side of the floor. Now they go to the high post, reversing to the right side for Megan Behringer. Pull-up jumper, dies on the rim. Thompson rips down a rebound, goes up with a little left-handed baby hook, can't get it to go, but Megan Behringer scoops up a rebound here for Morris. Pulls out, thought about a three, but doesn't pull the trigger. 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Now down low here for Brigham. She can't get it, but somehow tips it back out to Behringer. Her jumper, no good. And we'll have a whistle with 2:03 to go in the second quarter. And the score, 20-8. Morris girls on top of Worcester. So the officials are going to get together here and talk about this one. I think there was an issue with the shot clock. So Morris is going to inbound the ball underneath the bucket here with Megan Behringer. So the officials again going over and talking with the table, and we'll see what the call is here. Our special sponsors for tonight's game, the Johnston Funeral Home of Morris. And they are great to us year-round, whether it's the fall sports, the winter, or the spring. Johnston Funeral Home is always here for us. on CDO, a proud sponsor of all the Morris Mustangs athletic teams, and the Worcester Booster Club and the Worcester Pride Club as well, the Wolverine Pride Club, I should say. Proud sponsors for our Worcester coverage, and we'll have a little bit more information about the Worcester Booster Club during our halftime break, which is coming up in just 2 minutes. And so, good speed, finds Behringer in the corner for three. Megan Behringer knocks it down, and she has 8 points. The issue was that the shot clock froze for a little bit, and so they reset it, but Morris was able to make it anyways, and now a steal by Goodspeed, and the layup is good, so Goodspeed has 5, and Morris leads 25-8, and so this pressure on the full court press is really doing wonders here for the Morris Mustangs. They hit that three with Behringer, and then Goodspeed with a steal and a bucket, and now a foul on Morris on the other end of the floor, as that was Alexandra Wilcox trying to take it to the rim. A minute and a half to go in the second quarter. This will be the first foul on Morris as a team in the second quarter, and it appears that this will be on Kylie Brigham, her first. The freshman up on varsity here for the Morris Mustangs. So the Morris girls leading 25-8 with a minute 33 to go in the second quarter. And here is Parker in the corner, finds Wilcox for a deep three, can't get it to go. Behringer will pick up a rebound here for Morris, and she's looking to run. Ahead now for Oliver, off the glass, and good. And Morris leads 27-8 with a minute 15 to go in the second quarter. Right side of the floor here for Worcester, and Vanessa Parker out of bounds, and the ball goes back to the Lady Mustangs. So after a slow start, Morris is starting to settle in, led by Megan Behringer with 8 points. So a minute 10 to go in the second quarter. Right side of the floor here for Kylie Spencer. Spencer finds good speed. They'll kick it back out for Behringer. Thought about a long two, but didn't pull the trigger. Back across for Spencer. Her jumper died on the front rim. Megan Behringer is there for the rebound. Her left-handed layup won't go. Rebound out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Lady Wolverines with 55 seconds left here in the second quarter, and Morris leading 27-8. So the Wolverines, only with 2 points so far in this second quarter, looking for a little spurt here with under a minute to go. Try to give themselves some energy heading into the locker room, but this won't help. A traveling violation on Vanessa Parker, and the turnover gives it right back to Morris with 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Make sure to stay tuned for our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll get you a breakdown of the scoring summary of the first half. We'll try to get you some out-of-town scores, but a lot of games canceled because of the snow tonight. We'll talk about that as well. Megan Behringer on the right side, outside the three-point line, tries an entry pass, which was stolen away. Nice job by Alexis Wilcox there of Worcester. We're down to 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Entry pass to Mazzaroni, and she's fouled on the floor there by Brigham. Team second and her second. So Brigham giving up a couple of inches there to Alexia Mazzaroni, and Mazzaroni using it to her advantage on the low post. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Morris girls leading 27-8. Worcester gets it in. A jumper from the right low block is no good. Megan Behringer with a rebound, but it goes right back into the hands of Worcester's Karen O'Shaughnessy. She goes up for a layup, and she's fouled. And O'Shaughnessy will step to the line here, and she played that very well because she saw that Megan Behringer for Morris was coming down with the rebound and was starting to kind of lose her balance and fall out of bounds, and she threw it back into play, and O'Shaughnessy was right there to clean it up, go up for the layup and get fouled, but cannot make the first foul shot here. Second one coming for O'Shaughnessy, who's part of this young nucleus here for head coach Chris Kaltenbach. He has a bunch of juniors and sophomores up that play some significant minutes, including O'Shaughnessy, and with her size and her height, it'll be nice to have her back next year. She cannot make the second foul shot, and Morris with a rebound, and back up the floor they come. Here is Megan Behringer with 8 points in the first half. Behringer to the far side. We'll get it back here to the right side as Morris goes left to right. Steps in for a jumper. Behringer can't get it to go down. Rebound for O'Shaughnessy. 5 seconds left. Can Worcester get a shot off? Ahead now at the last second, and Wilcox is not able to get it off in time as she was trying to get that one extra step to go in for the layup. And time runs out. Our halftime score is Morris leading Worcester 27-8. We'll be back with the Morabito Energy Products halftime report. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the Improve Marabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Marabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Marabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Marabito.
Hello, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley.
I need to order pizza.
Son, we don't have any pizza on our menu.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Well, son, we don't have any food on our menu. In fact, we don't even have a menu. This is Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. I think you had the wrong number.
This is the right number. I heard your ads on the radio, and you said that you had something for everyone.
And we do, with wood flooring, rough-cut lumber, kiln-dried or green, casings, baseboards, wainscoting, and more. By the truckload or by the piece, we can help with all your wood needs, but we don't do food.
If you don't do food, you must be awful skinny.
Well, I've got a car, so I can go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great. While you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
The quality of your wood just got better. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. Since 1977, a half mile north of the intersection of Route 7 and Route 8 in Sydney. Call 563-4300.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneana Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO tonight. Our halftime score, as we come to you live from Morris Central School, the Morris girls leading the visiting Worcester Wolverines 27-8. Let's go through our scoring summary here in the first half. First, for Worcester, a team-high 4 points for Alexandra Wilcox, 2 for Alondra Vasquez, and 2 for Alexia Mazzaroni. On the other side for Morris, 8 points, a team-high, and a game-high right now for Megan Behringer, 6 for Elizabeth Thompson, 5 for Rhiannon Goodspeed, 4 for Samantha Behringer, and 4 for Kaylee Spencer. So some good balanced scoring here for the Lady Mustangs. Is everybody on pins and needles right now here in Morris as they're picking the 50-50? And they had a nice one the other day. I was here on Saturday for a ball game, and the 50-50, I think, was somewhere around $80. So you never know. Stop out to a game, and they gave away a car earlier. I mean, it was a ton of fun here. I shouldn't say that, but it's the lone senior here tonight, Megan Behringer. And so they really only had one senior to honor, so they could really play it up big. And she's made a bunch of half-court shots in her career. And they said, well, you've made so many, we're going to give you a car. And they drove a little remote right out onto the floor and drove it right up to her. So I thought that was well played here by Morris. So very nicely and well done there. So that's our scoring summary for the first half. And again, our Mirabeau halftime report is all brought to you by Mirabeau Energy Products. Remember, when you use your Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself today at Mirabeau. You can call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Also want to remind you that our special sponsors tonight include the Worcester Booster Club. And one note to pass along about the Worcester Booster Club is that they are having a golf tournament. And it's never too early to think about these. And I'm serious. I know there's snow on the ground right now, but always good to start planning ahead on these because they fill up fast. So it's the Worcester Sports Booster Club annual golf tournament on June 24th. It's at Oleout Creek over in Franklin. $200 per team. Captain and crew format's going to be a great time. They have the long drive contest, the closest to the pin. They have a hole-in-one contest worth $30,000, so you might want to stop over just for that. For more information, you can follow the Worcester Sports Booster Club on Facebook, so look them up today. Any support there is greatly appreciated. Again, June 24th at Oleout Creek over in Franklin, $200 per team, captain and crew format. They're also looking for hole sponsors. So if your local business might be interested in supporting the Worcester Booster Club, and of course all the funds they will raise for that tournament will go into the sports program at WCS, you can follow them and get in touch with them on Facebook, the Worcester Sports Booster Club today, and their golf tournament, which will be on June 24th. And you know, I've gotten a chance to play in a couple of those for various local schools over the last few years since I've been back here at CDO, and they're just a fun time. A lot of alumni coming back, teachers, administrators, and it's all going for a great cause. So certainly think about that one as well as some of the other various tournaments if you're a local golfer. Great time to get out and support some of the local sports. And it goes such a long ways when you really think about it between everything that the schools need here today. It certainly is a great thing what these booster clubs do for these schools. Again, we're going to take a little break here. We'll come back with a little bit more on our Mirabeau Energy Products halftime report. Our halftime score, Morris leading Worcester 27-8. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back here on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at LandersFH.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the improved Mirabeau Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Mirabeau Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Mirabeau turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Mirabeau.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. Again, live from Morris Central School tonight. It's our Mirabeau Energy Products Halftime Report. You can save instantly right at the pump with your Mirabeau Rewards Plus card. See for yourself today. You can call them at 563-HEAT. That's 5-6-3 heat, and it's a chilly night. I hope you got the fuel tank filled up for this one. Mirabito is perfect for that as well. A lot of local games were canceled. A lot of the MAC games were canceled. About noon when I was in Sydney at the station, the call started to come in that all after-school activities were canceled at a variety of schools, mostly the schools in the MAC, but I thought maybe this game would get canceled too. Unadilla Valley, GMU, all the local schools around Morris canceled after-school activities, but Morris gave this one the green light, and, you know, driving up, you know, I came up Route 51 through Gilbertsville up here to Morris. Roads were pretty good, you know, a little slick at times, but we made it, and everybody was fine getting here tonight, and we'll hope for the same getting home. Certainly I'm glad they were able to get it in because it's crunch time now. You're starting to run out of time. You can't really delay games anymore because the playoffs are going to start later this week. So if they didn't get this game in, I don't know what they would have done because they would have had to either try to reschedule it very, very quickly or maybe just leave it out and you didn't play that one. So it was good that they were able to get this one in here tonight. So we're going to start the third quarter. Worcester with the ball going left to right on your radio dial. They are in the green uniforms with the white trim. Morris and the home whites with the blue trim. As we start the third quarter, Morris with a comfortable 27-8 lead. And into the corner here for Morris, Alexis Wilcox tries to pass one back up top for Vasquez. Vasquez back to Wilcox. Worcester trying to settle in and get the first bucket of the second half. They go to Willow Tompkins, down low for O'Shaughnessy. She goes up and she's fouled. And she'll go to the line with 7:35 to go here in the third quarter. Good move there by Wilcox to dump it off. Or by Willow Tompkins, excuse me, to dump it off to O'Shaughnessy. And, you know, I tell you, between O'Shaughnessy and Mazzaroni, they have two girls who are 6 foot, maybe 6 foot one, and they use them pretty well. First shot for O'Shaughnessy will not go down. Second one coming. Worcester has struggled from the line here tonight. They have left a good chunk of points up on the board, so we'll see if they can correct that here with O'Shaughnessy. Her second shot is no good off the back of the rim, and the smallest guard on the court comes down with the rebound, Rhiannon Goodspeed, and she's off to the races. Down the left side of the floor, Goodspeed, the top of the key, reverses for Behringer. Megan Behringer with a game-high 8 points so far. Now to the high post, they go down low, and the bucket is up and good. Great play there for Rebecca Oliver getting it to go, and Morris leads 29-8, and that was just good passing from the outside to the inside, finding Oliver down low. And she gets it to go. 7:05 to go in the third quarter. Back to the top of the key for Willow Tompkins. Back across here for Wilcox. Steps in. Jumper is no good for Alexis Wilcox. Nobody could get to the rebound before it pops out of bounds. And it will go back here to Morris. And they'll walk it up the floor with good speed. Morris, again, wanting to get this win here tonight so that they can stay in the top four of the Tri-Valley League. And so far they are in control of this one with 6:45 to go in the third quarter, but a lot of basketball left to be played. Here on senior night, honoring the lone senior, Megan Behringer. Back out for said Megan Behringer, and she swishes a long two-pointer, and she has 10 points. Was the tournament MVP of the Joan Martin tournament here on Saturday. Played tremendous basketball against Hunter Tannersville. And now a steal by Goodspeed at right at midcourt here for Morris as the Mustangs go right to left. Goodspeed has her pocket picked at the last minute as she goes up for a left-handed layup. Ball trickles out of bounds and will stay with Morris. Worcester is going to go to the bench here. Essence Moorhead will check back in, and Vasquez will come to the bench. Morris gets it in here with Thompson and back up for Goodspeed at the top of the key. Goodspeed on the left side, finds Megan Behringer. Good interior pass to Oliver. Reverses to the far side. Spencer, step-in jumper, can't get it to go. Rebound for Thompson, up and in. Great play there by Liz Thompson, just reading that shot was going to be off. Right place, right time. And she has the putback for 2 points. And Morris leads 33-8 with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Ball rolls out of bounds as they try to go down low for Alexandra Wilcox. And the ball goes back here to Morris. So Worcester continues to struggle a little bit here in the early part of the third quarter as Morris goes right to left on your radio dial. Good speed up the floor. Left side here for Spencer. Spencer picks up her dribble, and now we'll have to pass one down low here for Spencer. Back out with a long jumper, can't get it to go, and the rebound here for Oliver. Oliver for good speed. Good speed with it. And back into the corner for Megan Behringer with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. They zip it back across here for Kaylee Spencer. And this ball is tipped out of bounds and will stay with Morris with 18 to go on the shot clock as Mazzaroni will check back into the game here for Worcester. And Willow Tompkins will come to the bench. Morris girls leading 33-8 here tonight at home against Morris on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. So Morris tries to get it in underneath the bucket. Again, it is tipped just as they try to get the entry pass, and so it will remain with the Mustangs. And Goodspeed will look to get it in. Goodspeed finds Megan Behringer. Pump fakes on a three. Bounce pass to the high post. They'll kick it back for Goodspeed on the right side. Now back for Megan Behringer. Behringer steps in for a long two. Left it short. Rebound for O'Shaughnessy. And an outlet pass for Essence Moorhead up the floor. Moorhead across and stolen away by Behringer. Just read that pass nicely. Intercepted it and will bring it back up the floor. Behringer on the right side. Now down low for Thompson. Dribble drive Thompson. Dumping one off here for Rebecca Oliver. Oliver at the right low block. Makes her move but gets stuck in a tough spot. Kicks it back out for Spencer, who nails the long two-pointer and giving Morris a 35-8 lead with 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Worcester back up the floor on the left side. Reversing to the right side for Wilcox. Wilcox back for Moorhead for a long two-pointer. Hit the front of the rim, no good. Tracking down a rebound. Here is Kaylee Spencer. And now for Goodspeed, who will walk it up the floor. Morris taking their time with a comfortable 35-8 lead. Outside the three-point line, finding Spencer, who will set up the offense. Interior pass down low for Megan Behringer. Back across for Goodspeed. Pulls up jumper, rattles out. Went around the world and then popped free. And Worcester picks up a rebound. In front of the scorer's table, it's knocked out of bounds by Goodspeed. Out of the hands there of Moorhead. And we'll have a whistle. Ball will remain with Worcester. Samantha Behringer checking back into the game here for Morris. And heading to the bench is Kaylee Spencer. And now a steal by Goodspeed at midcourt. Goodspeed is off to the races for a wide open layup. Puts it up and in. And a great job there by Rhiannon Goodspeed. So she has 7 points. And Morris leads 37-8 with 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. We're glad to be here in Morris tonight for this Tri-Valley Girls Contest. Shot by Worcester by Moorhead is off the mark. Rebound for Behringer. Back down the floor on the right side. And a bounce pass here for Goodspeed. No good. Behringer's there to clean up the mess and put it in. And Behringer has 12 points. And Morris leads 39-8 with 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Right side of the floor here for Wilcox. Through her fingertips, out of bounds, and is going to go back to Morris with 3:19 to go in the third quarter. And it's been a frustrating night here for the Wolverines, and that kind of sums it up right there. Just a bounce pass slipping right through the hands and going back out of play. And a timeout is going to be taken here by Morris. We'll step away with 3:19 to go in the third quarter. It's Morris 39 and Worcester 8. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back out of the timeout. Morris with the ball going left to right as the Morris girls here on their home floor leading Worcester 39-8 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Goodspeed at the top of the key with 10 on the shot clock. Let's see how aware Morris is. They try to kick one back out to the left side of the floor. Two on the shot clock. Goodspeed is going to have to toss one up. No good. And a shot clock violation here on Morris with 2:55 to go in the third quarter. Ball goes back to Worcester. And they'll walk it up the floor here with Leave Spina. So Worcester trying some different combinations here in the second half to try to get things going and try to get a bucket. Wilcox will take it in. Her jumper is short. Not enough spice on this one, and a rebound here for the Mustangs. And that was Kylie Brigham who just checked back into the game. And the freshman with a big rebound sends it to the left side of the floor as Morris goes right to left. Now for good speed outside the three-point line. Kicks it back across for Samantha Behringer for a long two. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound on the floor and scooped up by Worcester. And back up the floor here with Spina. Spina sets up the offense as Worcester goes left to right on your radio dial. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Now they'll get the ball to the high post for Vanessa Parker. Back for Spina. Down low, Mazzaroni. Up and in. Big bucket there for Alexia Mazzaroni. And she has 4 points tonight. And it's 39-10 with 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. Here is Goodspeed as Morris has a comfortable lead. To the far side. They'll look for Goodspeed at the top of the key again. Now for Megan Behringer for a long three-pointer. Couldn't get it to go down. And Worcester will clean up the glass here with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Spina back up the floor to the right side. Spina dribbles through a double team, does a nice job. Gets it over for Moorhead on the far side of the floor. Back for Spina on the right side. Dribbles to the top of the key with 15 on the shot clock. Spina holding on to it, finds Mazzaroni. And the 6'1" center tries to take it down low, and she's fouled with a minute 25 to go in the third quarter. Alexia Mazzaroni with 4 points. Alexandra Wilcox with four. And Vasquez with two here for Worcester. So try to get things going here deep in this third quarter. Worcester will get it in underneath the bucket. And they try to go to Spina, and she's immediately fouled. And this will be the third foul on Morris here in this third quarter, and none on Worcester. It's been pretty clean. And this is going to be a foul on Brigham. And that's her fourth, so she'll have to be careful. Worcester again looking to get it in. They find Mazzaroni underneath the bucket. Up and in for Alexia Mazzaroni. She has a team-high 6 points right now for Worcester. With a minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Morris leading 39-12 here on their home floor on senior night for Megan Behringer, the lone senior on this Morris squad. Back across the floor here for Samantha Behringer. Finds Megan across here for Goodspeed with a pull-up jumper. And Goodspeed has 9 points. And it's 41-12, Morris on top. Goodspeed is putting together a good little third quarter here. 50 seconds to go. And now a steal by Goodspeed, and she's off to the races. Down the left side of the floor, Goodspeed left-handed layup, can't get it to go. Rebound here for Behringer, and she'll reset the offense. Behringer kicks it back out for Goodspeed, and they have been a 1-2 dynamic duo here tonight. 35 seconds to go in the third. They try to go down low for Thompson. It was knocked away, but Behringer scoops it up. Behringer back for Goodspeed, 15 on the shot clock. As they go here for Samantha Behringer on the left side of the floor. Reversing for Megan. Steps in for three. Got it. Megan Behringer with 15 points. And Morris leads 44-12 with 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Shot clock is off, and Worcester will have the last possession of this third frame. Left side of the floor and a foul on Goodspeed as Spina brought it over the timeline and went to the left side. That will be the fourth foul on Morris here as a team. And the second foul here on Goodspeed. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Worcester trying to get off one last shot. They'll have it in the corner, but a double dribble is whistled there on Vanessa Parker. So let's see what Morris can do with 7 seconds to go in the third quarter. They lead 44-12. Can they get off one final shot here in this third frame? Goodspeed will dribble it up the floor. Gets it to the right side here for Samantha Behringer. A long three won't go down. Megan Behringer the rebound. And they won't be able to get it back up as she was kind of lost in the land of the trees down there after she got the rebound. End of the third quarter. Morris girls here on their home floor leading Worcester 44-12. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
The Johnston Funeral Home of Morris is a proud supporter of Morris Mustangs basketball here on WCDO. They wish the best to all coaches and players this season. Johnston Funeral Home is located at 60 Broad Street in Morris, and they've been serving local communities since 1971. Offering a full line of traditional funeral services, they take the time to provide compassionate, professional, and affordable care in your time of need. Visit them online at johnstonfh.com or call them at 263-5795. That's 263-5795. Good luck, Morris Mustangs, from the Johnston Funeral Home.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the fourth quarter here in Morris. Morris girls with the ball and a lead 44-12. Samantha Behringer takes it down low to the right low block. It's knocked out of there, and Worcester will bring it back up the floor on the right side. And now a steal by Goodspeed. Goodspeed for Morris. Dribbles in, and the layup is up and good for Rhiannon Goodspeed. She is making a play here for maybe our Dynamic Defense Award. You'll want to stay tuned during the postgame show. We give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Brought to you by NBT, Acco Brands of Sydney, and also NBT Mang Insurance. Well, that'll be fun, and Goodspeed is making an early play for that. Worcester with the ball going left to right, but we'll have a jump ball as Vanessa Parker was on the left wing, got tied up there with Goodspeed, and the jump ball keeps it with the Lady Wolverines, who are in the green road uniforms tonight with the white trim. Morris is in the home white uniforms with the blue trim. And Morris leads 46-12 here in the early start of this fourth quarter. It was a late start tonight as the JV game went to overtime with Worcester winning 33-29 in that contest earlier. Now a steal by Goodspeed again. Down the right side of the floor she goes. And Goodspeed will start up the offense, and to the left side of the floor they will go with Samantha Behringer. Behringer back out for Goodspeed. And now for Samantha Behringer. Pull-up jumper hits the side of the rim. No good. Rebound is loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrapping for it here. And Worcester will come away. Ahead here for Mazzaroni. She takes it to the rim. No good. A rebound is up and good here for Deanna Tejeda. And she gets it to go. And Tejeda gives Worcester another two-point basket, and it's 48-12. Morris on top with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Another steal here by Spina. Spina's off to the races, gets a crossover at midcourt, takes it to the bucket, and is fouled by Goodspeed, and she'll go to the line to shoot two with 6:23 to go in the fourth quarter. So a good steal there by Liev Spina, the junior wearing number 11, and she'll head to the charity stripe to shoot two. First foul of the fourth quarter on Morris, and the third on Goodspeed. And so here is Liev Spina to the line for the Wolverines. Spina's first shot is good. So Liev Spina, her first points of the evening. Second shot coming. And again, a big thank you to the Worcester Booster Club and the Wolverine Pride Club for their sponsorship of Worcester Sports here on CDO. Second shot for Spina is no good. The rebound for Morris is picked up here by Goodspeed, and she'll bring it up the floor, crossing the Morris Mustangs logo there at midcourt to the left side of the floor here for the Lady Mustangs. Now for Goodspeed, passing one to the high post, and back out to the left side for Samantha Behringer. Behringer back for Goodspeed, for Megan Behringer, right baseline drive, and she'll travel with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Morris going to the bench here as Brigham is in the ball game. Kylie Brigham as well. And Sheridan Parker checking in here for Morris. Worcester with the ball going left to right. A long two-pointer here for Wilcox. Gets it to go. Alexandra Wilcox with a sky arc jumper. Went way up into the clouds, came back down, kissed off the glass, and it's good. And with 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter, it's Morris 48 and Worcester 17. So here is some of the offense that Worcester was hoping for earlier in the contest. They're starting to come alive. 15 on the shot clock for Morris. Goodspeed on the right side of the floor. Kicks it back across for Samantha Behringer at the right elbow. She throws up a shot off the mark and no good. And a rebound for Wilcox, who will bring it back up the floor. Left side of the floor here for Spina as Worcester goes left to right in the green uniforms with the white trim. Kind of a hunter green here tonight. Mazzaroni to the right side of the floor, picks up her dribble in a tough spot, but now gets it back on the far side for Vanessa Parker. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Spina off the glass, gets it to go. Liev Spina with another jumper. She now has 3 points, and it's 48-19. Morris on top with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Right side of the floor here for Behringer. Back for Goodspeed with a shot from the foul line is good. A two-pointer here for Rhiannon Goodspeed, and she has 13 points. So you have Megan Behringer with 15, Rhiannon Goodspeed with 13, and Liz Thompson with 8 to lead the Lady Mustangs. And Morris leads 50-19. Spina tries another jumper from the foul line. No good, but off the fingertips there of Megan Behringer. She tried to get that rebound, and the hot potato bounces off her hands and out of bounds. Morris back to the bench, bringing in two more starters, with Thompson checking back into the game, as well as Kaylee Spencer. Worcester gets it in, going left to right on your radio dial with Spina, with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And back to the top of the key. As they set up the offense, the Wolverines working it around. Here for Spina, right side, in front of the Worcester bench. Now for Parker, but the shot clock is trickling all the way down. And a shot clock violation, so Morris will get the ball back as they bring it up the floor. Now for Goodspeed at the top of the key. Goodspeed reverses to the left side for Spencer into the corner. Now Spencer holding out to it, back for Goodspeed. Another jumper from the line, off the mark, no good. Rebound loose on the floor, rolls out of bounds. And we'll go back to the Wolverines with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So as we said, Morris needed to win this game here tonight, and they are in control at the moment with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter to remain and keep them in the top four of the Tri-Valley League standings. And it looks like they have taken care of business here tonight, but still some basketball left to be played with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Spina at the left side of the floor. Now a jumper for Worcester, as that was Vanessa Parker, but couldn't get it to go. And Goodspeed will get the outlet pass here after a rebound by Sheridan Parker. Goodspeed up the floor, finding Liz Thompson, a baseline jumper left side off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound out of bounds, and it will go back to Worcester. With 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Well, we have a lot more basketball this week on CDO. Thursday night we'll be over at Unitego, and that's going to be a fun one as the Sydney boys travel to take on Unitego. A 7:15 tip-off there on Thursday on CDO. You can always throw out the record when those two teams get together, because they certainly are just always in a dogfight. It's one of the biggest rivalries in the area. So join us on Thursday for that. Morris with the ball with 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Goodspeed. Back up here for Megan Behringer for Goodspeed. Gets it to Parker down low. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound for Morris. Another shot, and this one won't go down, for Kaylee Spencer. And a rebound for Mazzaroni of Worcester. And back up the floor they come. Here is Spina at the top of the key with 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Now they find Parker, who gets down low but has her pocket picked by Megan Behringer. And Behringer back up the floor, but she lost control of it. And Worcester ahead now into the paint for Parker. Off the glass, can't get it to go. Goodspeed with another rebound, and she is filling the stat sheet here tonight. A stat sheet stuffer, as we like to call them. 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter, and Morris leads 48-19 to the top of the key for Goodspeed. Steps in, now back for Thompson. Baseline drive on the left side, and a traveling violation here on Liz Thompson. So these teams in the Tri-Valley have to get through the early part of the week, and then we'll be able to see what the final standings shake out to be for the top four for both the boys and the girls. And, you know, some of the other leagues, the Delaware League and the MAC, are having their championships later. The Delaware League on the 17th, the MAC on the 18th, but the Tri-Valley is the 11th, so those playoffs are going to start a little bit earlier. And so it's going to be crunch time here later this week for the Tri-Valley playoffs. Another steal by Morris, and Goodspeed back up the floor, and Morris with 2:05 to go in the fourth quarter. It's the Lady Mustangs 48 and the Worcester Wolverines 19. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Morris with the ball out of the timeout. They'll feed one down low for Liz Thompson. Can't get it to go. Off the rebound, it rolls out of bounds, and Worcester couldn't hold on to the basketball. Last touched here by the Lady Wolverines, and so Morris will hold on to it. And will inbound the ball with a minute 34 to go here in the fourth quarter and a 48-19 lead. I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for joining me here tonight on CDL as Megan Behringer steps in for a long two. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound is ripped down here by Worcester and back up the floor here with Moorhead. Essence Moorhead taking it to the rim. Couldn't get it to go. The jumper falls out of bounds, and we'll go back here to the Mustangs with a minute 22 left. Want to stay tuned for our post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, as well as get you a scoring summary here for tonight's contest. Liz Thompson with a jumper from the left side baseline. No good. She was hot early but has now gone cold here for the Mustangs as we come up on a minute left here in the fourth quarter. And Morris leading 48-19. Moorhead with a long three again. Cannot get it to go, and off the rebound, rolls out of bounds and comes back to the Mustangs. With 58 seconds left, Morris just looking to burn out the clock here and hopefully cement themselves in the top four of the Tri-Valley League. It's going to be interesting to see where they end up. They could really be anywhere from the 3 to 4 seed, I think, you know, which will be a big difference on who you play in the first round. 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Back for Samantha Behringer with a jumper left side. No good. Rebound for Thompson. Back out Megan Behringer. And they continue to work the ball around as they have a fresh shot clock. 30 seconds left in the contest. Samantha Behringer again from the left elbow. No good. Ball is loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrapping for it here. And the jump ball is going to keep it with Morris with 26 seconds left. And so again, a big thank you to all our Worcester listeners tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, as Morris gets the ball in with 20 seconds left as they wind down a victory at home here. Always nice for a senior to win at home on senior night, and that's what Megan Behringer will do tonight here for the Lady Mustangs. 10 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Behringer with a little dribble drive. Pulls it back out as they just try to kill off this time here. Behringer walking it out. They get it to the far side. Samantha Behringer tries one last shot. It's going to roll out of bounds, and that's going to do it. Our final score, Morris 48 and Worcester 19. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with the post-game show coming up. Again, Morris wins 48-19 here tonight on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back one last time here to Morris Central School. Our final score tonight, the Morris girls defeating Worcester 48-19, taking care of business. This will cement them in the top four of the league standings, but where exactly what seed they will get won't be decided until later this week. The girls' playoffs start on Friday, the boys on Saturday, and it's kind of a log jam right now. We might have to do exactly what we did last year and pick some names out of a hat. to see who gets those final seeds. We did it last year for the boys, and if we have to do it this year for the boys and girls, we will certainly let you know. Last year we did it live on the radio, and it was a ton of fun. So if it comes to that, we will certainly do it. Could happen that way for the Delaware League, especially on the girls' side as well. So we'll keep you updated on all that, of course. Let's go through our scoring summary here tonight. First for Morris, a game-high 15 points from Megan Behringer, 13 from Rhiannon Goodspeed, 8 from Elizabeth Thompson, 6 from Kaylee Spencer, 4 from Samantha Behringer, and 2 from Rebecca Oliver, or the win here tonight for Morris. On the other side, a game-high or a team-high 6 points from Alexia Mazzaroni as well as Alexandra Wilcox, so they both have 6. 4 points, or 3 I should say, from Leave Spina, 2 from Deanna Tejeda, and 2 from Alondra Vasquez here tonight for Worcester as they fall 48-19. Let's give out our 3 awards here. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank putting customers...